Okay, so I'm going to read the first 13 verses of Luke chapter 11, and I'll just talk about it, okay? So it says, it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me three loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? He then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so we see in this passage that Jesus was praying, and his disciples observed him praying. Some he did a lot of. Sometimes we realize he went out early in the morning to pray, but he was very much spent time in prayer. And so when they saw him, one of his disciples, we don't know who, but he said, Lord, teach us to pray. And it's interesting, we don't see him there saying, Lord, teach us how to pray. Because sometimes that's what we're all focused on. How do I pray? How do I do it right? And we try to think, well, I got to have certain words, and I got to have it in a certain order, and I got to finish with, in Jesus' name, amen, and I have to have it almost just right, or God's not going to hear me. And that's we understand is not true at all, because we don't know what to pray for, and the Holy Spirit a lot of times helps us. And a lot of times if we're so focused on how to pray, we think we're not doing it right, and we don't pray. And we see instead he says, teach us to pray. And so we want to understand that it's so much more the motivation and the practice of praying rather than the method of praying. Okay? And so we see here, as he's talking to them, and he's laying out, and this kind of is similar to what we know as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew. But we just want to point out a few things. He says, when ye pray, say. So, this is something to think about, that sometimes when we try to pray, we just pray in our heads, right? Or we try to. But what a lot of times happens, a lot of times we can get distracted and lose our train of thought, right? And end up kind of thinking about other things. And so, he's kind of saying, it's like when we pray, say. So it's actually something, it can be helpful if we talk. It doesn't mean we have to talk really loud when we pray, but sometimes just actually talking, even if it's a whisper, it kind of helps us in different ways. But we see what he says, that, and we kind of can think of this in different ways, where he spends time honoring God to start with, and praying that God's will would be done. Because a lot of times our prayer is just, Lord, do what I want. And we really want to understand prayer is more so kind of, Lord, we want you to do what you want kind of thing. We want to see what your will accomplished, and we want his will to be done in our lives, because we know his will is best for us. And so he says, give us day by day our daily bread. And so he's asking for a daily provision. And he says, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that's indebted to us. And we realize that if we want God to forgive us of things, that we have to forgive others. That's just the way it works. If we're bitter and we're not forgiving others, then God says, okay, I'm not going to forgive you. So, God, I recognize that, and we ask, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so we think of that. Then we see him talking about this story, about this friend, where he comes to this guy's house at midnight, and he bangs on the door, boom, 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 and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves. I have someone that came unexpectedly, and I don't have anything to feed him. And so this guy is his friend, right? And he says, well, just leave me alone. Okay, I'm in bed, the door's shut, and our children are with me in bed. Back then, of course, the way houses were so small that basically everybody slept in the same bed. They basically had one area that was where they kind of lived and cooked and ate, and the other area was kind of usually a step up where everybody slept in the same bed. So it's like if one person got out of bed, everybody woke up, right? Because it just... Yeah, they're all in the same bed, pretty much, right?
And how these three on the floor, and so the two sisters sit together, and the mother and the baby sleep together, and the dad sleeps together.
Yeah, anyways, yeah. So anyways, he's saying, okay, I'm in bed, it's late, I'm tired, the kids are in bed, if I get up, I'm going to wake them all up, I can't help you. But what happens... he says, even though he won't rise and give him because he's his friend, he says, because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Does anybody know what the word importunity means?
No.
Okay, importunity is kind of the idea where this guy had this need, right? And he needed to have that need met, right? And so what he's going to do is he's going to keep banging on the door. Doom, doom, doom. Please help me. Doom, doom, doom. And the guy's like, no, I ain't helping you. But he keeps banging on the door, right? And finally he's like, fine, I'll get up and I'll give you everything you want. Just leave me alone, right? And so it's the idea of that he's trying to teach us is that we need to learn.
Was Jesus banging on the door?
No, he was telling a story about a guy banging on the door. Okay. So, anyways, it's kind of the idea of where he's keeping at it until he gets an answer. Okay, and so importunity, it means pressing, solicitation, urgent request, application for a claim or favor, which is urged with troublesome frequency. Okay, so basically he just keeps asking. Okay, and so what God is trying to do to tell us is sometimes when we pray and it doesn't seem God is answering, okay, that if it's something we know we need, that we keep asking. Okay? Yeah, go sit down. And so we need to have that mindset of that God wants us to keep asking. So, and that's what he says, ask, it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And so the way the word is there in the Greek, it's like ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. And it'll be open, okay? See, a lot of times what happens is we pray for a bit, but then we kind of, nothing seems to happen, and so then we quit and we give up. And God wants to see if we're genuine, if we're serious, if we really mean our prayers, we really are demonstrating our need. And so he says, if we keep at it, he's going to answer. And the thing is, too, is he lays out this idea. If you came to me, Sam, and you said, could you give me a piece of bread or a bannock, right? And I say,
can you get me a piece of paper?
Okay, well, we're thinking about something to eat, right? Okay? So say you wanted a biscuit or something, right? And I said, okay, here you go. And I went plop, and I dropped a rock in your hand. I said, you can eat that. Ha, ha, ha. Would that be very nice? No. Okay. Say Addie, if you wanted like a goldfish, okay? I said, Daddy, could you get me a pet goldfish when next time you're in Saskatoon? And I say, sure, Addie, I'll get you a pet goldfish. And then I come home with your new pet, and here it's a slithery, slimy snake. Would you be pretty happy with me? Probably not, eh? Yeah, but anyways, but it's not what you want, right? And it's the thing, Kirsten, if you wanted to cook and you wanted me to get like some eggs so you could cook, right? Say we didn't have hens, right? And I went to the store and I brought back a pack of live scorpions, okay? Would that be really good? So what's the problem? It's like where you make a request, but then I would give you something totally opposite of what you actually want. Okay, well, I don't have illustrations for them, okay? But this is the thing, okay? That as a dad, I would know not to do that because I love you guys. If you ask something, I'm going to tend to give you what you want, right? Like sometimes the things that you ask for aren't good for you, but on the whole, if you ask for something, I'm going to give it to you. Yes?
I was saying, so dad asked for this, and he went through this, so I got it from
father. Okay, yeah. We'll see, that wouldn't be good. Okay, so it's kind of the thing, is that it says if we know how to give good gifts to other people, and as a father giving gifts to a children, he says, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Okay. Okay, yeah. All right. So anyways, but it's kind of the thing is that when we ask, God's going to give us something good, right? And so anytime He answers prayer, we want to realize His answer is a good answer, right? And He knows what we need, our needs are. He's going to give us what's best for us. But it's that thing, is that it's the whole idea of teaching us to pray. And so it's really, a lot of times, we give up on prayer when really that's when we should really just really be getting going with prayer. Okay? And so I just want to encourage y'all just that it is something we have to learn how to do. It's something that we want to have as more part of our life, and so so anyways, if so just hope that can be an encouragement to you. So anyways, let's pray and then we'll be dismissed.